Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters, Sunday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or 505-599-1148. KSJE is proud to support Riverfest, Memorial Day weekend, May 27th, 28th, and 29th on the banks of the Animas River in Farmington. Enjoy all-day music, food, beer gardens, vendors, crafts and raft rides, the recycled art show, and the plein air painters. Riverfest, a jolt-worthy event, proudly hosted by the River Reach Foundation, sponsored in part by the City of Farmington and the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau. Find out more at riverfestnewmexico.com.
Hi, welcome to Cop Shop. I'm Nicole Brown, the Public Information Officer for the Farmington Police Department, and not with me today is Chief Heavy. He's gone. So I decided to live it up with three guests. I'm so excited today because I have with me Sergeant Mark Gaines, Lieutenant Josh Lano, and Sergeant Travis Sproul. Hi, guys.
Hello, Nicole. Hey, nice to see you again.
You too. So Chief is gone. He's busy doing Chief things, and I thought that I would have way more fun and invite all of you on because we have a ton of events that we have coming up. We're kind of finally through the pandemic. I mean, I know it's not completely over, but we're to the point where we can start having events again. And so we're going full throttle this spring and summer.
We are. We're very excited, too, because I think everybody's tired of being locked down.
Yes, I agree. So the first one we have coming up is actually this Saturday, and it's with the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics New Mexico. So it's mostly you guys, Sproul, Gaines.
Yeah.
So first, what is Law Enforcement Torch Run?
So Law Enforcement Torch Run is... it's designed for Special Olympics to raise awareness, raise inclusion, and basically it's an opportunity for law enforcement to get together with athletes, have a good time. We raise money to help promote their events, and that way when we go out to poly hockey and softball and bocce and golf, the athletes have enough money to actually compete. We help purchase equipment. We help for travel. So Law Enforcement Torch Run, every dollar we raise, 50% stays right here in San Juan County. And that money gets earmarked and spent for those things I just mentioned. And the other 50% goes to the state. And what the state does is then they help travel for other teams, either to Farmington, Las Cruces, Albuquerque. So when Farmington athletes travel to Albuquerque, those funds then get transferred to them for buses, motel rooms, and things like that.
Awesome. So what is the event that we're having this weekend?
So this weekend we're going to be raising money. We're going to be selling Krispy Kreme donuts. We have a lot of Krispy Kremes coming up. We have 500 dozen.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
So come with the pocket full of cash and be prepared to buy dozens and dozens of donuts. So it's going to be $12 per dozen.
Awesome.
We have t-shirts for sale, some LETR stuffed animals like police dogs, some teddy bears with the Farmington Police Department logo and patch on them. We'll have a few challenge coins available. And really, it's just going to be a good time. We're going to be set up at the old Sears parking lot. Okay. So 4601 East Main Street at the mall. We'll have the command post there so you can't miss us. And then I have been told our athletes are extremely excited.
They are
going to be there holding signs, and they might have their own costume contest going.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
We're going to decide at the end who wins the costume part.
Great. And what time are we going from?
9 a.m. until we sell out.
Okay.
But we're putting a cap at 1 p.m. We did this last year, and we sold out within about 3 hours.
Nice.
So
it was crazy.
Yeah, it was busy.
It was just nonstop.
We're going to have a drive-through system, so you don't even have to get out of your car unless you want to. We're going to have a food truck, basically. Drive up to the window, make your purchase, and you can drive away. And there is, you can purchase your donuts ahead of time prior to coming out. That way you don't.
That's what I did. Yes. I've already, my dozen donuts is already, like, saved for me.
Well, you need to make
reserved
sure.
Reserved for me.
You make sure that you have them reserved, because otherwise they might sell out. You can go to the website to make that purchase right off of Farmington Police Department's website.
Awesome. Yeah, and the link is, we have an event on our Facebook page as well. There's a link there where you can pre-order. I've been sharing it. I think it shared today at 11 on our Facebook page. So if you're scrolling through Facebook, it should be pretty current on our Facebook feed, and you can find it there. And yeah, I'm excited for it. Sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. The only thing I'm worried about is eating too many donuts.
Is that possible?
That's a lot of sugar. A lot of sugar.
All right, I guess that's true. And to counteract we're just going to continue on with the cop stereotypes. So our next event will not be donut related, but it will be coffee related.
Sure.
So Coffee with a Cop, and that's your unit?
Yeah, so we got Coffee with a Cop. We started... in January, we kicked off our first one since COVID kind of locked us down. Mm-hmm. And that was a success, but we were going bigger and better. So we're going to be out at McDonald's this time at Tucker in Maine.
Awesome.
We've done it there a few times in the past, and it seems to be one of the best locations where we get the most interaction. So that will be this coming Wednesday, April 27th, from 10 o'clock till noon. Most of the command staff will be out there. You see the park rangers, the district coordinators, our bicycle officers. So there'll be a whole gaggle of us there. We'd like to drag the command post out, but it takes up too much room for that little parking space over there. But we're excited. McDonald's is excited. When we called them, they jumped at the opportunity. And so we're just happy to get back out. It's just been so hard, especially for my division. Our units are all about community policing and community engagement. And so it's been rough, especially on the park rangers. That's, really what their bread and butter is. So those guys are super excited about that and some of the other events we have coming up. But we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time on Wednesday. And it's a short couple-hour period, but the last time we did it, we were running out of pigs. So if you want to get a pig keychain or some of the other swag that we have laying around, come out and see us. And we're looking forward to it. The chief will be there.
Yeah.
Well, now that I think about it, he won't. He did accept it, but I don't think he gets back to town until a week after. So
yeah,
I take that back.
Yet.
But the deputy chief will be there, so that's probably actually better. So
yeah,
come out and join us.
Tough
and it will be one of your last opportunities to see the deputy chief as he's retiring on May 18th
after
22 plus years. So that'll be a nice little send off. So I'm sure we'll make sure we entertain him while we're there. But no, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I think working with McDonald's, they're always so great working with us for Coffee with a Cop. It was so hard. They reached out to me a couple of times when COVID was kind of in its height, and they were like, hey, can we do something? And I was like, I wish we could. I really wish we could. So I'm glad that we're partnering with them again, and I love Coffee with a Cop. It's a good, just relaxed, I feel like, way to interact with the community.
Well, and we did the other one at Starbucks back in, January down there at Browning and Maine, and that was great, but they are so heavily oriented on the drive-thru, so they want us to come back, and they have requested that the rangers be at the window handing out the drinks and whatnot, so I think we'll find a way to accommodate that later this year, but we definitely want to mix up locations, so we're very appreciative of McDonald's wanting us back, and we're looking forward to it, like I said.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So, and then what's our next one? Remind me, guys. Oh, our 5K, that's right. So Gaines, that's you. Wow, you guys like sat in perfect order and everything. I love it.
just for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And so, no, May the 14th, I have a 5K. And this year, so every year the month of May, May the 15th, the week of May the 15th is National Police Week. Mm-hmm. And so it's set aside to remember those officers who've died in the line of duty. And so it's an important thing to all of us, remembering that sacrifice that people have made. And so here locally, we always have a memorial. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But this year, in conjunction with that, is we're going to be doing a 5K fun run and walk. So whatever you want to do, you're more than welcome to come out there. This year, we're doing it as a charity event. So we're going to be doing it to benefit 1082.
Yeah.
1082 is a New Mexico local charity. They help out first responders in a time of need, firefighters, police officers. And this group, it hits close to home because, mm-hmm. as we all know, we had an officer that was shot in the line of duty this year. And this organization stepped up and helped out that officer, and we're wanting to give back to them this year. So it's the least we can do. So get out there. They've helped us out locally. It's the least we can do to get back and give back to that agency. So May the 14th, you can register online. Go to fpdnm.org.
Yeah.
There's an easy button you can click on there. It says 5K run and walk. The picture that's up there right now, that's the same picture as on our website. Just click on it.
Mm-hmm.
And registration right now, early registration is $35. If you wait till the day of, it'll be $40, so get in there early. And 9 a.m. is the race time. So be there at 8 a.m. to get registered, and we'll kick off at 9 a.m. Berg Park is where it's going to start. And we will hopefully get a lot of money back to this this great organization.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of 1082 until they came up and they donated to Officer Barreto, and then learned a little bit more about him. And I just thought it was such an amazing, it's founded by two, I think Rio Rancho and Bernalillo, mm-hmm. County police officers. And they do help police officers, firefighters, military personnel. And I just think it's such a great, like you said, local within our state. Mm-hmm. And they really did help Officer Barreto, and so when you guys were talking about this and I got to hear that this was your plan to help benefit them, I was super excited about this event. I think that it is going to be, one, it's going to be really fun because the weather, hopefully the wind will die down by May, I hope. So the weather should be amazing. That's kind of the perfect time of year to hold that kind of event in the morning. And then it goes to a really great cause that we all feel really passionate about at the PD. So
Nicole, if I can interrupt you.
Yeah. No,
if you can't run or unable to run, we will and can accept donations directly through the website that's on the screen.
Perfect.
And 1082.org also takes donations if you want to help out 1082, but you can't make the run.
Or if somebody wants to come out and maybe use a bike, is that okay?
Yeah, I think so. I will be running it, but if you choose to bike, Lieutenant Leno, you can.
Oh.
Well, I do like the bike better than the run, but that question was asked at the in briefing this morning, so I figured I'd throw it out live on the air and put you on the spot.
No, absolutely. I think we can accommodate that. We'll just have to make sure that we have a bike lane.
Nice. Now I'm excited for that one. And then in conjunction with the 5K walk, run, bike, if you will, we also have a memorial that we hold every year.
Right, and that's May the 18th. So Wednesday the 18th, that's going to be the Wednesday during Police Week, National Police Week, 6 p.m. We're going to be at the Civic Center. And this is a time that we have to remember those that have died in the line of duty. This year has been, this past year in 2021 was the worst year ever for law enforcement deaths. And we came right off of 2020, which that year previously had been the worst year ever. And then 2021 saw a 48% increase in officers that died in the line of duty. You know, a whole lot of stuff going on with that. We've got a lot of medical conditions going on still. That long-term effects from COVID is still hitting. But gunfire and officers being killed in the line of duty with gunfire was up 28% by itself.
Wow.
And so a time to get out there and remember. And this is a time there'll be law enforcement from all over the county will be there to remember, but it is open to the public. So the public is welcome to be there as well and to remember and to celebrate those who've paid that sacrifice. And it's going to be 6 p.m. It's going to be outdoors at the Civic Center, so be prepared for that standing area there. But it's a time that if you've never been involved in an event like this, then just the somberness of it is and remembering those who've given that sacrifice is amazing.
So, and it's become an annual thing, but it was something that Chief Hebby kind of initiated. We didn't really have anything like this. And he said, let's start doing this. This is a big deal. They have a really big memorial in Washington, D.C. every year during Police Week. And so this was the creation from Chief Hebby. And you guys have all been involved in it, I believe, in the past. And it's one of my favorite events that we hold just because it is every law enforcement agency in our county. So the Navajo Nation PD comes out, and we work closely with the Sheriff's Office, Aztec Bloomfield, State Police, and it really is about, you know, just coming together as a law enforcement family and really honoring those in our county that have died in line of duty, but then also just we read all the names throughout the country. And it really is a moving ceremony and a really, so if you haven't ever been, come on out. It's really great. But I skipped one. I was trying to go in chronological order.
If I can, I want to add in, I did hear back from the state yesterday. And so the last 2 years, the state ceremony in Santa Fe has kind of been on hold with COVID too, where they did it virtual. That's coming back. So the following day, the 19th, they will be doing the main ceremony down there at headquarters in Santa Fe. Typically in the past, I load up a carload of people and we go down.
Yeah.
And so I think we'll repeat that again this year. But if the public's never seen that, that's another great opportunity if you get down to Santa Fe to see that. It's open to the public. You'll have agencies from all over the state. Some even come down from outside of the state. And we've had, I think the last time, there was some from Arizona as well.
Nice.
But they do a wonderful show down there for everybody involved. And, you know, of course, we have three that have been killed here in the line of duty, including a fourth with Sergeant Thode, who was killed on deployment. So it's a very special day for us. And for the public, I think it's important, too. You'll see that on that day, all of our officers will be out there on the street in their formal attire. All of their leather will be shined up. You'll see them with their service ribbons because it is that kind of a special day, and we are honoring those that came before us and paid the ultimate sacrifice. So that whole week is a big week in Washington, but certainly the 18th and 19th will be big days here in the state for us.
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm glad you brought that up too. But I skipped an event that we're going to participate in. It's not our event that we're hosting, but your district coordinator unit will be participating in the Hearts of Autism.
Yeah, so on April 30th from 9 to noon over at Brookside Park will be the Hearts of Autism. There'll be all kinds of vendors and games and all kinds of fun things there. So some of the park rangers will be out there. I think one of the bicycle officers will be out there as well, and hopefully we'll have one of the coordinators out there as well. So there'll be another opportunity to interact with us, but also get out in the community, get involved. And it's just wonderful to see things just taking off again because we've just been so dormant. But we're just touching on a few things, but there's like a whole plethora of things going on here in the next couple of months, including Riverfest, which is going to be as big as it ever was.
Yeah.
But that'll be another great opportunity to get out there and interact with the rangers and the police officers that will be involved with that as well. So, so we're happy to be a part of the Hearts of Autism on April 30th. And so it'd be another great opportunity for people to come out and support that cause as well.
And then you also, your district coordinator unit is doing Water in the Park again.
So Water in the Park is returning. I will be completely honest. This one I didn't even know we were doing in the past. And so I'm kind of embarrassed by that, but I'm not afraid to throw myself under the bus. So that takes place at Burke Park West by the gazebo. And the first one that will kick off will be on May 14th. Okay. And that will be from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then we have a date in June, July, August, and September that will follow. And so I know we'll have those things out on our multimedia platforms and stuff. But
yeah,
the first one will be May 14th. So predominantly that's the rangers that are involved with that and the bike officers. But it's just going to be another great opportunity to come and get involved and meet these officers on a personal level and not see them responding to calls for service, but, you know,
their guard a little bit more down, and it gives the public a great opportunity to ask questions, learn more about the department, and you know, raise questions and ask how we do things and why we do things. And a lot of times those interactions lead to us changing how we do some things. So it's just a great opportunity to get engaged for us and for the public.
Yeah, definitely. And the way I always think about water in the park is it's kind of like coffee with a cup, but we're actually in the park and you're active, you're walking or, you know, doing whatever, and we'll got a bottle of water for you.
So yeah, absolutely.
It's a fun event. And then last but not least, our fire truck pull is coming back. I'm excited about that. That'll be in June, on June 4th. Do you guys want to talk about that?
Before we go into that, can we just still point out, because the last 2 years it was canceled, we are still the reigning champions over fire.
Oh, I did not know that.
So I'm going to count that as kind of a three-year run, and I think that's important because they are still very upset about that loss because they had two teams and could not defeat our one team, which all three of us were a part of.
I like that. That's great. Yes, I agree.
Shot over the bow.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing the fire truck pull June 4th. Get online, sign up. It's a team event, so get 10 to 12 people to sign up. Get them on your team. It's $500 per team, and that's a donation that goes 100% to Special Olympics. Our athletes are going to be out there. They're going to have their own team. They're going to be cheering us on. Head-to-head, so there's none of this, we're going to pull a fire truck and hit a little stopwatch. It's going to be who can outpull the other person next to them. So, yes, the firefighters, they failed miserably last time. And, in fact, they didn't even make the finals. I just want to point that out there.
Well, keep in mind, it's double elimination, and neither one of their teams made it to the finals.
Wow. I feel like they're really getting called out right now.
You know they're practicing. You know they are.
Well, you know, they have all day to do those push-ups and pull-ups. You think they could pull a fire truck a little bit more.
Cook chicken and eat well. And yeah.
Yeah.
But no, come out on June 4th. Go to the website. Sign up. It's going to be great. We're going to have a hot dog cart out there to serve lunch. We're going to have Kona Ice out there for some refreshments. And we're going to have a good time. I hear we might even have a halftime show.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it's going to be great.
That's exciting. So that's another event that people can sign up for right on our website. So if you go to fpdnm.org, there's two kind of graphics there, one for the 5K, one for the fire truck pull. You just click on the button, touch the button if you're on your phone, and it'll take you right to the link where you can sign up. And it's exciting. I'm so ready for all these events. It's going to be a really good time. Get to be around the community and benefit great causes. And so thank you guys all for planning these events. I just put it on social media. You guys do all the legwork.
I was
going
to tell you, Nicole, if you cannot or unable to pull a truck, come out and at least support us and clap. We're going to have a bunch of bleachers set up. It's going to be there at Ricketts Park in the parking lot.
Oh, that sounds fun. So, yeah, we are running out of time, and we just, like, barely got everything covered. There's no time to chat, I guess, since we've got so much going on. So thank you guys all for coming on and helping me get through this without Chief Hebby. Chief, we miss you.
You're glowing and smiling so much. I mean, it's...
is it betraying that maybe I am enjoying having all these guests? No, we really do miss you, Chief. Drive safe. And thank you all for tuning into Cop Shop, and we'll talk to you next time.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.